Hello, Go Team family, and we do want to thank you so much for being a part of the Patricia King Ministries family, and especially with our new mandate that we are carrying, Voices for Victims. Life is the actual URL that you can go to and see our beginning stages of what we're doing here. Very excited about how this is going to get built and move forward. So, and thank you so much for those of you who have already helped financially, especially so that we can get launched and, you know, be able to get the website up and all the team in place and get some resources together. So we do want to help you so much, or we do want to thank you rather so much that you have helped us get the foundation started. What a team we are to get this going. For those of you that didn't listen to my last recording a couple of weeks ago, or that you have not been in touch with what the ministry is doing, I just want to repeat the mandate. And it's through a crisis situation that was in the body of Christ that we were involved in, there was an exposure of sin in a leader that was very abusive. And as a result of that, the exposure became official. There was an official panel that gave their final on it. But we didn't want to leave it. The thing, exposing is good for nothing because everyone involved has to be helped on every level. And so we thought, Lord, what can we do to be the solution? And God gave a download. And there's many things going on right now. We're going to be doing, connecting with different ministries who are doing leadership training and that. There's a lot of different mandates that are going to be involved to help bring reformation. But what the Lord spoke to us is to start a new department in our ministry called Voice for Victims. If I said voices in the last one, it's voice for victims. And so we are very excited about helping those who have been victimized by all kinds of sexual abuse. I'm not talking about this current issue, although there's some that we are going to be helping in that. There's many of them. But this is beyond that. We know that there's people right now and that have been abused spiritually, emotionally, domestically, sexually, that these kinds of abuses are going on. So we want to be able to be a helpline for them. So we are having four mandates. That's what the number four is in Voice for Victims. The number four represents four mandates. The first mandate is to offer help, and we're doing that through having a helpline on a email address called help@voiceforvictims.life. And then we're also going to be having a private Facebook page where people will be invited onto that page. It's a private group where they can be a support group for each other, and where we'll have pastoral teams there being able to minister into the victim situations. And then the second mandate is services. And so we are looking for networking with different counseling services, therapy, deliverance, inner healing, those kind of services, because once a person's been abused, they need help. They need deliverance. They need to be set free. So we're very excited about the second mandate in this, is to offer services. The third one is legal help. And so we are looking to get help for investigation, for example, so that if someone comes up and says, I just need some help, I think maybe I'm supposed to go to the police, but how do I go about that? Where do I go where it's safe to bring my allegation forward? That we could have some help, resource available for people to know what the next step is. And then also develop a legal team of attorneys who can give maybe some advice on whether something can be taken to court or not, and if so, how to go about that. And so we are going to offer those kind of helps. And then the fourth area is resource. So offering like blogs, articles, books, teachings, all kinds of things that will help people know how to get free, but also preventative training. So that if there's a stalker or if there's a predator, someone who's grooming a victim, that people will know, so that if that starts to happen to them, they'll identify it right away. So we are very excited about offering these four services to victims of abuse in the church. It's primarily directed to those in the church. But I believe that it's going to be a great tool for the harvest, which is our passion right now, is reaching out to those in the harvest. So we are going to be cleaning the body of Christ, getting them strong so that they can go out and reach others, but also those that come into the body who have been abused, and that they will be able to get the help that they need. And so we're going to network with all kinds of organizations that are specially trained in this. It's going to be amazing. So we are going to build a net. It's a net for the harvest. It's a net for alignment. That's what, when things are out of order, it's exposing it is not enough. You have to bring it into alignment, bring into order. So how do you do that? Through reformation, through being a solution. And this is an hour of reformation. That's a message I'm carrying right now, to see reformers raised up as a ministry. We're going to go for it. We're going to look after the harvest that's out there as well. It's going to be an amazing time. So I'm very excited about all that God's going to do. And ask for your prayers and your continued financial support, especially at this time as we build solutions, not only in this area. There'll be other solutions that we are going to build to help the body. A lot of teaching, a lot of instruction, things like this. It's going to be amazing. So anyways, God bless you. Thank you, partnership. We love you. We're in your cheering section. And just pray and ask God how you can be used to be a solution to whatever you're facing right now, because as soon as you become a solution, you are bringing alignment to things that are out of alignment. God bless.